Hello, this is Molly Stark of the Dark Silver Creek, and welcome to another edition of Loretto Live. I'm here with Joel Sherman, who is a Loretto Bay homeowner and also the director of sales, marketing, and operations for Passionate Speak. And the topic for today is furniture for Baja, a home in Baja. So welcome, Joel.
Thank you, Lonnie. It's good to be here.
To start off, Joel, can you tell us a little about yourself and your background with working with furniture, specifically for the Baja region?
Well, my wife, Cheryl, and my daughter and I visited Loretto for the first time in June of 2004 at a sales event. And we're from Arizona, and I've been in the real estate industry there for 30-some years. So I have some appreciation for both style of property, real property and homes, as well as some knowledge going in at that point, certainly of furnishings. And we bought a custom lot at that particular sales event with the provision that we could build a custom encantada with a pool and some extensive landscaping, and began the process during that period of time. And of course, it took a couple of years for the house to be built. And at the time, there was an existing furniture vendor with Loretto Bay that we started working with, but we simply didn't care for all the styling of that particular furniture, and ran into some issues looking at some other things on their website, and began a process of kind of looking on our own in the Scottsdale area. And in Scottsdale, there's, being in the Southwest, there's a myriad of fine Southwestern stores and specialty stores. And I ran into actually a dining room set, and kind of dragged my wife back a few weeks later to look at it. And at that time met Luis Cordova, who was the owner of a small company by the name of Casa Mesquite in Sonora, Mexico, who was bringing up pieces into the Scottsdale, Carefree, Tucson markets and selling them one, two at a time through specialty outlets and also designers. And as I said, we kind of fell in love with this dining room set, and we ended up going to lunch together. And in about an hour and a half, we worked out a deal for him to manufacture all of our furniture, and we became extremely confident in his ability and his knowledge of the entire process of furnishing a home. That was in, I believe, June of 06. Our house was completed in August. Luis brought down our furniture in a truck, installed it in our house. It was all perfect and beautiful. And we thought we were done even talking about furniture. However, some of the principals at the time of Loretto Bay, as well as other homeowners that were early on as we were, began to come over and visit and, as you know, make good friends down there. And everybody commented how beautiful the furniture was and how striking the quality was and how different it was than anything that had been delivered to date. I kind of got drafted into this business in November, I believe, of 2006 by the then principals of Loretto Bay, who requested that I consider getting Mr. Cordova involved in the project in a large way, certainly larger than his capacity at the time, because of some issues that were going on with the existing vendor. And I spent about 30 days studying the situation and decided that I would invest in Mr. Cordova's company in order to expand not only his manufacturing facility in Mexico, but also his ability to deliver furniture in Loretto. And we kind of started, I believe, in December of 06, And here we are today, having furnished well over 100 homes existing and certainly on the way of furnishing probably another 100 homes that are currently under construction.
So having been through the experience yourself, Joel, as well as furnishing so many homes in Loretto Bay, what can you say about things that are different that someone would need to consider when buying furniture for a place in the Baja versus perhaps buying furniture if you're in the U.S. or Canada?
Well, that's a great question because through the process, you're right, I had to learn all that because I was certainly a furniture consumer and not somebody at that point 5 years ago that knew that much about furniture. And there is, I'm fond of saying that Loretto Bay or the Baja in general is kind of the Bermuda Triangle, if you will, of climatic conditions that are murderous for furniture. We're talking about rainy seasons, we're talking about incredible amounts of heat, and we're also talking about humidity, and then we are talking about the desert dryness times of the year too. So it taxes furniture and wood to expansion and contraction issues that are rarely seen, certainly anywhere that I'm familiar with in North America. And the project that we kind of adapted and adopted the project byline at the time and really worked to make ourselves into a sustainable company. And by that I'm not only referring to operationally but certainly to your question in terms of the wood itself, we started buying nothing but really kiln dried and seasoned wood that is all board certified so that it is FSC certified. It's all solid hardwood. It is very, very important. Our experience or the experience of homeowners that preceded us down there, and there were probably about 50, they had purchased a lot of pine furniture from mainland Mexico. There are tremendous problems with the use of pine in the Baja, again, having to do mostly with expansion and contraction issues. Hardwood such as alder is certainly what works the best, although we also use mesquite. The problem is, again, everything must be kiln dried. That sometimes does or does not really happen in some factories in Mexico. The government actually requires that any alder that is brought into Mexico, and most furniture that is made of alder in Mexico, the wood is imported from Canada or the United States. It cannot have more than 10% moisture, and they really are getting closer to the requirement being 7%. And that really is primarily because of the termite issue. There's lots of things to consider, but that is the most important thing from a wood side of it, and what goes into the wood. What does it take to really do business in Mexico? And I know that one of our problems early on when we were talking to another vendor was we thought we had the price down, and then all of a sudden there were additional fees, and there was custom fees, there were different taxes to be brought into the country, taxes to be brought into the Baja, IBA taxes, brokerage fees, and you may not be aware of it, Lonnie, but in the last 2 weeks, the Mexican government has actually made a significant change. They replaced all 700 customs agents and borders with 1,400 highly educated customs agents.
Yeah, I heard about it actually in the Loretto community discussions around that they are really cracking down on it for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, making sure that no illegal products come in, but also to do better vetting with what's actually brought forward and making sure that all the taxes are paid on it.
Yeah, that was exactly my point, was that the even for us, and because we're crossing things every day, we are dealing now with different people with much more stringent supervision and much more stringent searching and disclosure necessary. And I think Mexico is hoping that the percentage I heard is they're hoping that there's an increase of 40% in tax revenue, literally just at the border. So there's variety of things to be thinking about that are certainly different. That's not an issue, obviously, that we run into in the United States or, for that matter, in Canada. And I guess the other thing that folks need to really understand is what happens in terms of follow-up or what happens in terms of to the furniture afterwards, because lots of things we ship by land, we do not cross the water, we truck.
So making sure that it's the right kind of wood, and I think you mentioned that hardwood is better than pine because of the weather, extreme weather conditions in Baja. I think you also mentioned that just the pricing, just to make sure that it includes everything, because there's a lot of taxes, both when you purchase it as well as perhaps transportation, and then also the risks associated with bringing the furniture to the actual location. So that's, I guess, another piece when you look for a reputable vendor is to find one that will take care of and warranty the product until it gets to the actual home and then maybe even beyond, but definitely to the home. Is there anything to look for? You've discussed the furniture and everything else there. How about the reputation of the particular furniture company you're dealing with? Are there things to look for?
Well, I think that as a consumer, a lot of folks would do a lot of very intensive and extensive homework and for the Baja in particular.
Yeah, and making sure that they actually fulfilled on orders. I mean, I think we're all being Laredo Bay homeowners realizing that as we're going through the process of actually getting, especially in Agua Viva, getting our homes completed, sure, the buyer beware, right? Just making sure.
I would think right now that the buyer beware situation for everybody in Agua Viva, unfortunately, has intensified to a degree that it's so unfortunate. But even those of us in Founders going through the process, we all had a wary thought in mind. And part of it, of course, is the language barrier. Part of it is the cultural diversification down there and the way business is done. And so being able to talk to people that have actually received or have furniture from that company is huge. Warranty, I think, is huge. Knowing what the furniture is made of and where it's made. One of the things that frankly has been so much easier for us and has been to the benefit of homeowners is that we're manufacturers. We're not out running around trying to find furniture from a dozen different sources all over Mexico and putting it together. We are the manufacturer of all case goods. So the bottom line is the buck stops here. We know our quality checks and we know how to get it there, and that's why it's made it much easier for us. Being a manufacturer, that is exactly what it means. We've had numbers of people that have come to us and have wanted a package or a collection, wanted us to make it very easy for them, and we do have and have continued to have three major collections available that are, of course, on our website. Have emailed or sent us pictures of something that they said, gee, we've seen this. Is there any way you can make something like that? And, or we have actually had people come to us and say, gee, this is Joel, Luis, this is kind of what I'm imagining, something a little smaller, a little narrower, more wrought iron, less carving, more carving, whatever it is. And we will do a drawing, and we, frankly, as Luis, he's the creative part of this, and we'll trade things back and forth until we get exactly what they want. So the limitations of working with us, there are none. It's unlimited. And we, by the way, always at a price point for anything like that is far less than they were looking at through a designer piece of furniture. The way people work with us is typically people are introduced to us probably 80% through our website at CasaMesquite.com. And we then speak almost always on the phone. I'm more comfortable following up on the phone, and we start dialogues going. It usually culminates with me sitting at my computer on the phone, and Loretto Bay homeowner or husband and wife or couple being on the other end. And we spend whatever time is necessary to work through a proposal, exactly, you know, what they're looking for. We make all case goods ourselves, and then we source things like beds that are made in the United States and lamps that are made in Mexico and patio furniture. We then put the entire order together with what we have manufactured and what we have sourced in our warehouse in Agua Prieta. And we then, once a month, take a large moving van to Loretto, usually with three, sometimes four homes on that. And we fly two guys down from the factory. One drives with the driver, and we meet the truck, and your furniture goes directly from that truck into the house. So we don't store anything in Loretto, and your furniture is handled by our people. And frankly, that's why we've had nothing disappear and virtually no breakage. And that's kind of the system. The only thing that is really new is that we are announcing right now, as a matter of fact, for Agua Viva owners, a new line of furniture called Nueva Misión. And it is a price point, frankly, that is less than our other three collections. It is still all hardwood furniture, no veneers. It is all still manufactured by us. It is a little bit less in size dimensionally. And because we are planning on marketing it also in the Arizona market at some length and with some magnitude, we are able to manufacture it at a little bit less, and therefore it's going to create a savings, depending upon the model of the home, of anywhere from 15% to 20%. And I, if I may, Lonnie, I just thought of something that I think is really important to mention, that manufacturing furniture in North America, which was a huge business for several generations, and a lot of it in the Carolinas and a lot of it certainly on the East Coast, almost all of that has moved to Asia over the last 10 years. There's virtually no manufacturing furniture in North America. And what a lot of folks don't really understand is that when they buy furniture in North America today, it is really coming from Asia as the source. And therefore, there are a lot of veneers used rather than hardwood. And more importantly, when those goods cross the border into Mexico, the point of origin has to be defined. It has to be proven. And as I believe you're aware of, Lonnie, there has been certainly a war, a trade war going on between Asia and Mexico for a number of years now, and so therefore there is a higher tax rate on anything brought in from China into Mexico than any other country as a point of origin.
So that's a good point. That speaks to additional considerations in terms of cost and the final, for, I guess, the total cost of ownership, as we sometimes like to talk about the technical world, but I think you highlight some great factors for homeowners to consider when they're purchasing furniture as well. I think it's just great to hear about your background and how you got involved with the furniture space, and I bet you never thought you'd be so involved as you are now.
No, this was one of those situations that you've got to be careful what you ask for. It has changed. My life. As you're aware, I've told you in the past, I'm a type A obsessive compulsive, and frankly, it's the first statement I make to new clients is beware who you're dealing with, because that is what I am, and I've always been that way in building a large real estate company in Arizona as well. But the bottom line is that I it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing for me, because it's given me the opportunity to help build community with fellow homeowners that are now my friends. I mean, the great bulk of the friends that Cheryl and I have in Loretto started as furniture clients, and now they're actually friends of ours. And secondly, because of the state of the real estate environment worldwide, let alone in Arizona, it's been a wonderful diversion over the last 3 years of giving me something proactive to do rather than sitting and watching kind of the world go by. So
definitely,
it's been a win-win. I guess the downside is that because of our showroom in Loretto, that when I am in Loretto, I according to my family, I'm spending way too much time working rather than enjoying the house or enjoying the beach. But frankly, they're kind of used to that here.
They're like, now in the vacation spot, you found something to do and to work at. But I'm sure that your customers are grateful that you are so detailed oriented and type A, along with the furniture as well. So, Joel, I want to thank you for the time you spent today to chat with us about furniture and about Casa Mystique. And I definitely wish you well as you help other homeowners to find the furniture that they need down in Loretto Bay.
Thank you very much, Lonnie. I always enjoy talking to you, and I look forward to spending time with you and Clint, as well as everybody in Agua Viva. I see a note of a party planned for May. Well, I certainly hope I get an invitation to that.
Definitely, and I think we'll all be celebrating when Agua Viva is finally complete. Thank you, Joel. This is Lonnie Stark of Stark Phillips Creek, and thank you for joining us on another edition of Loretto Live.